In very early spring in the Ozarks, certain woodland and urban environments become permeated with a certain perfume. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the scent is a sign that skunk mating season is underway.
Mount Sequoia near downtown Fayetteville is prime skunk habitat, and this morning we meet in Sequoia Woods with Kimberly Smith, a distinguished professor of biological sciences at the University of Arkansas. He's expert on birds, forest insects, and black bears. He says we have two types of skunks in Arkansas. First, the common striped skunk, which are black and white mammals the size of house cats.
The amount of white can vary considerably. Some skunks have almost no white, and some skunks are almost entirely white.
The second skunk, not common at all, is spotted.
The Game and Fish Commission has recently funded a study, and they have found spotted skunks in the Ouachitas, but they have yet to find any in the Ozarks.
Skunks are nocturnal and solitary, but come early spring, they get busy.
During the breeding season, it's a polygynous breeding situation where a male tries to mate with as many females as possible. And right now is the breeding season. They breed in February and March here in Northwest Arkansas, and the young will be born in April and May. The males try to court the females. The females have to come into what's called estrus, where they are receptive to the male. And so if the female is not receptive to the male, she actually sprays him.
Pregnant skunks give birth to 4 to 7 kits on the Ozarks in April and May in their dens, dirt burrows built beneath houses and forests.
If you actually get the chance to see a female with her young, it's incredibly cute. The young follow her single file as she goes along foraging. So you don't get to see that very often because it happens at night.
Skunks are cute, but humans avoid them because of their scent contained in glands beneath their tails, aided by multiple warning stripes.
That is incredibly sensitive to human sense of smell. Humans can detect the skunk smell in parts per billion. So it's a really powerful defense, but the skunks are reluctant to spray. So they have a whole bunch of displays that they do to tell you that they're thinking about letting go. And it takes them about a week to replenish the oils, and so they typically the only time that they would use this is if they were really in a situation where there just was no alternative. And of course, they also are thought to have very poor eyesight. They have very good hearing and very good sense of smell, but they're thought to have very poor eyesight. And so that's, they think, is one reason that they are such a common roadkill, is that they really can't see the cars coming. And of course, when they do get hit, then they do release their scent.
Skunks are mainly carnivorous, but also enjoy roots and berries, grasshoppers, spiders, grubs, and earthworms. But in turn, skunks are prey for great horned owls.
Birds have a very poor sense of smell, so the owls will pick them. And then the spotted skunk is quite a bit smaller. It's probably about half the size of the striped skunk. It's a relatively small animal.
Striped skunks are plentiful, but as mentioned earlier, Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is asking citizens to report any sightings of woodland spotted skunks, which are increasingly rare in Arkansas, Smith says. Spotted skunks have a distinct behavior when disturbed, which has gone viral on videos. They do handstands, or more like paw stands.
Spotted skunk has to get up on its front feet in order to spray. And so they have this sort of a dance that they do, trying to get up on their front feet and stick their tails straight up in the air before they're going to spray. So it's quite a expressive display.
Striped skunks also give fair warning, stomping their little paws, hissing and flaring their tail when disturbed. And beware, skunks are sharpshooters, able to spray accurately up to 12 feet. And the word skunk originates with the Algonquin tribe, spelled S-Q-U-U-N-C-K, which basically means a stinky fox-like creature. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook.